Lesson 11. Text. Christmas Spirit.
It was 2 days before Christmas. Everything went wrong with me. I was due at my post, the toy department at Kmart, at 8. But I was 10 minutes late because I overslept. At 10 o'clock, the front doors of Kmart opened. The flood of shoppers edged along to the toy department. Soon they began shouting in my ears, pushing me around, or demanding angrily. I got used to it. It was an unpleasant duty for them to buy Christmas gifts for their kids. The Christmas spirit had disappeared, and it was the same for me. I still had to finish my Christmas shopping that evening. Yes, Christmas didn't mean much anymore to us, except more work and headaches. Suddenly, I felt a gentle touch on my arm, and I turned round. It was one of the two kids I had been keeping an eye on for a while. He and his little sister had been looking at the cheapest toys. Before I even bent down to listen to him, I checked around for his sister. I thought he might be playing some trick on me while his sister stole something. I didn't see her, and the boy also seemed to be looking about to make sure she wasn't around. "Excuse me, sir, do you think this would be a good gift for my little sister?" he said, pointing at a bottle of soap bubble liquid. "I don't want her to know about it," he whispered before I could even answer. He seemed to be sure that she would love it. So I just agreed with him and didn't say anything. He put his hand in the worn-out jeans and took out a handful of pennies. The bottle cost 57 cents. And he had 40 cents. "It looks like you don't have enough money here." Then I advised him to try to find something else. He looked unhappy and went away to find something else. I watched him from the corner of my eye. He looked at other toys, but always came back to the soap bubbles. Somehow the boy struck me as different from other troublemakers. A few minutes later, I went back to him and asked if he had found anything yet. He just shook his head and looked very sad. "Well, let's see how much money you have again," I suggested. He dropped the pennies in with the 2 dimes I had hidden in my hand. "Well, look here," I said. "I must have counted wrong before. You have just enough money for those soap bubbles." His smile spread out to his ears again. He went out and met his sister at the door. He kept the bag closed so that his sister couldn't see the modest gift he had bought for her with his last pennies. It seemed to be quite an event in my life. Somehow the rest of the day went much better, and when I went to buy Christmas presents that night, I looked for gifts instead of just fulfilling a duty. For the first time in years, I had my Christmas spirit again. But I got some strange looks from my family when I came home with a bottle of soap bubbles.
Words to watch.
Spirit. Toy. Minute. Flood. Edge. Demand. Duty. Gift. Gentle. Touch. Arm. Cheap. Bend. Check. Trick. Steal. Point. Bottle. Soap. Bubble. Liquid. Whisper. Jean. Penny. Cost. Advise. Watch. Corner. Strike. Drop. hide, dime, count, spread, close, modest, event, present, strange, suggest, fulfill.